Candy is serious business. The world's top 10 confectioners sold more than $40 billion of it in 2005, but many of the more than 5 million farmers worldwide who produce cocoa, the main ingredient in chocolate, are living in poverty. One reason for that is that their farms are not very productive, according to Howard Yana Shapiro, head of plant research for the U.S.-based candy giant Mars Incorporated. Shapiro says the average West African cacao tree farmer produces only about 400 kilograms of cocoa beans per hectare.
There's a yield potential of maybe 4,000 kilos, 10 times what the average is in West Africa. We saw the disparity.
To reduce that disparity, Mars helped fund a project to sequence the genome of the cacao tree. The Mars Project sequenced the most common variety. French researchers led a separate effort focusing on the high-quality Criollo variety. Bill Guyton is president of the World Cocoa Foundation, an industry-sponsored group promoting sustainable cocoa farming. He says each year, farmers lose about a third of their harvest to pests and fungal diseases.
This type of program, we feel, is going to be very beneficial in helping to breed trees that are more tolerant or resistant against some of the fungal pests.
With better productivity, Guyton says, farmers can earn more money and improve their social conditions. Mars team leader Howard Yana Shapiro says it's a win-win, both for the company and for cocoa farmers.
We want to be in business sustainably in the future. We want to have certified cocoa that is sustainably grown. We want the farmers to have a sustainable life. We don't want them all have to move to the city.
The genome data will be publicly available without restrictions or patents. Shapiro expects improved cacao trees to start reaching farmers in about 3 years. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.